bets, you know, put it on your shoulders and drill it by hand. Then they take powder and shoot this coal and they'd load it. And the coal in this district that they worked in one was about 18 inches. You either worked on your stomach, on your side, or you didn't have hard enough height to sit. And so these cars are made real low in order to get coal in, and they take up what they call bottom rock to get these cars in there. And he was called car knocker. He was in charge of all this, and along with that was a finishing carpenter. He worked for the mining industry for a number of years.
Okay. Do you know anything about your mother's parents, where they came from?
They were all from Georgia.
From Cedartown?
Most of them were from Cedartown. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about their education or what they did for a living?
Not right enough for a true statement. I wouldn't be very little. Most of them were real estate, and at that period, if I remember, in those days, had a couple of sisters that were in the what we call boarding house business back in those days. It's kind of like a hotel today, and in the food business, we'll say.
What do you mean by food business?
Well, mostly restaurants, you know, and kind of family. They all lived there together, and they kept boarders, you know. And, they've had as high as 100 at one time. I can remember hearing them talk about it. And, of course, that's been years ago.
That was back in Georgia?
Right, in Georgia. In fact, that was in Cedartown, Georgia.
Do you have any idea of where they were before they came to Georgia, the ancestors?
On my mother's side. So far as I know, on the ancestors and the family, as far as the family tree is concerned, nearly all of them originated, as far as I've ever traced it back, was in the more or less of the state of Georgia. Now, where their ancestors, from your great-great-grandfather, I do not know. I'm never much of a family tree man. I don't know where they migrated from. I really don't know.
What about your father's parents?
Most of my father's parents were within the state of Alabama.
Winston County?
Winston County, primarily. And my grandfather, yes, that's correct, he was the first probate judge of Winston County, Marion C.C. Taylor. By the way, this is a monocle. My daddy's name was John Christopher Columbus Taylor. John C.C. Taylor. They were up with a double middle name.
Do you know how much education he would have had?
The grandfather? I couldn't rightfully say.
Did your grandmother work?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
In fact, of the business, that was another case where one time there was 13 children in that family.
Boy, that's a big family.
Yeah.
They used to have big families.
Yeah.
And how old is your wife?
My wife became deceased the 30th day of October this year.
Oh.
She was 63.
And what was her religion?
Methodist.
And do you know how much education she had?
Yeah, she's college graduate in speech. Murfreesboro Teachers College. Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Did she work?
Yeah, she was one that always enjoyed working. And of course, we only had the two children and enjoyed working. And she was a bookkeeper, or rather an accountant work for Jasper Utilities Board for a number of years. And she managed also the theater here for a number of years.
Oh,